In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, what should I be hearing from the leaders in my organization about their efforts towards anti-racism so that I know they are being sincere? I love this question because this person is looking for more than words, right? She is looking for the actions that match the words. And she's not looking for just any actions, no performative actions. No, she is looking for true, authentic, move the needle action. So this is a great, fantastic question. One that if you exist in an organization, if you work in an organization, you can and should be asking yourself and your leaders as well. So I really think that there are four things that you should look for to know that what you're hearing from your leadership isn't performative and that it actually is being implemented to create real change. And so these four things kind of build on each other. And so we'll start with the very first one. And it sounds like this may have happened. The first one is acknowledgement. How do you acknowledge as a company that racism exists, both at the macro level and the micro level? So in the world, in the US, racism is a thing. It's happening. It's having bad effects on us. Inside of our company, we also have impacts of racism. I call them racist outcomes. And they're really, really easy to spot anytime that any group, it doesn't even have to be race, right? But if there is an outcome where people of a certain race or ethnicity are having a negative outcome compared to people who are not that race or ethnicity, that is a racist outcome. And you can see that in hiring. If you interview 200 people and Black people never get to the second round, like, why is that? If you are looking at promotions and noticing that people of color are getting promoted at a slower rate than people who are not of color, why is that? That's a racist outcome. If you're noticing that you have no people of color in leadership, again, but there's people of color in the company, these are all pointers towards these racist outcomes, right? And so being able to acknowledge that as a company, we've got some work to do, right? We've got some systems that are perpetuating and holding up racism, and we're going to do something about that. Those are the words. And so the second thing that I would want to see from a leadership team is to then start to actually identify the specific places where we see racism playing out in the company. And so you hear me saying the word like racism, racism, racism. Like that actually is another key because you have to talk about it. Like you can't be afraid to say the R word. You have to just be able to say race. You have to be able to say racism. You have to be able to say Black people, Latino people, LGBTQ people. You have to be able to name the thing that you are trying to talk about, that you're trying to work on, that you are trying to help correct, right? When we're thinking about these systems and these structures, if you can't talk about racism, if you can't say racism, then how are you supposed to do anything about it? Like, honestly, you're talking or doing and working on something else completely. It's not just about inclusion. You know, like, we like to talk about equity. We like to talk about inclusion. We like to talk about diversity, but let's go the next level down and talk about sexism and racism and homophobia and how those things are actually showing up in our system so that we can specifically interrupt them instead of staying at these higher levels. Oh, inclusion, yay. Where we actually don't have to dig in to the hard topics or talk about the hard things. And so in that acknowledgement space, sorry, I actually went backwards here, actually calling a thing and calling out race and calling out racism in the systems is key. If you have leaders doing that, those people are brave and they are likely trying at the very least to create real change. So we're talking about racism. We're acknowledging that it is at play in our company, in our systems. And now we're actually going to point to specific places where we see those racist outcomes. They might call it something different. No one wants to say racism all the time. No one wants to talk about this. So they might use different words, but they're going to call out exactly where it's happening. They're going to pick a place to actually do some work. It's not going to just be like, oh yeah, anti-racism matters in our company, blah, 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 blah. But then we're not going to actually create any initiatives to figure out like how to combat it. And treating all of this like an actual business problem. If you have a business problem, you acknowledge that it's there. You call it out and identify it specifically. You say what the problem is. You create all the bullets that show exactly how it's impacting you in a negative way. And then you start to figure out how to turn that around. Treat racism and anti-racism in this exact same way. Identify it specifically. The next thing that we're going to try to do is to look for ways that they are interrupting these systems, these thought patterns, these behaviors. So it's not just okay to acknowledge it and identify like where it is specifically. You have to actually do something to get in the way of it so that it can stop. You have to do something to block it. So what are we doing at the company that actually shows, hey, these racist systems are at play, and we're not just going to just stand there and watch them continue to be at play. We're going to get in there. We're going to jam something in there. We're going to break it. We're going to stop it. And after you do that, then you're going to start to see, all right, well, now that we broke it, now that we interrupted it, we need to change it. We need to transform it into something else, right? And so there's all these different phases from the acknowledge, identify, interrupt, and transform. If you are seeing your company, your leadership, your organization on a trajectory like this, then you know that they are sincere. They might still be at the very beginning, just acknowledging it, just figuring out how to talk about it, just figuring out how to identify it. But this is the trajectory that you want to see them take, because it's not just about calling it out. It's about stopping it. And what are the steps that we have to take to stop it? And again, thinking about it like a business problem. And I'm not saying in like an unemotional, robotic way. No, I'm talking about problem solving. If you notice that your bottom line is bleeding money, you're going to say, hey, our bottom line is bleeding money. What's causing that? How do we plug that up? Hey, our systems look like they're racist because we don't have any people of color in leadership. We're not hiring anyone who isn't of these particular races, et cetera, et cetera. How do we fix that? Okay, new program to make sure that that outcome is different, right? And so I feel like even though it seems so hard, it's not actually hard to do this, right? You see a problem, you create a solution, and then you check to make sure that your solution is working. Done. The end. And you can do this exact same thing in the areas of race, of anti-racism, in looking at where racism is at play in your systems and structures and figuring out how to interrupt them and then transform them so that they are instead inclusive and equitable. And that's when you bring those great words back in, because we do want inclusion. We do want equity. We do want diversity. But what we don't want are racist systems and racist outcomes. So let's use the words. Let's call a thing a thing. Let's get in there. Let's interrupt it. Let's transform it so that we can create the type of inclusive environment that we want in our organizations, one where all people can thrive, be their best selves, bring their full selves, and do their best work, right? That's the outcome that we want. And this acknowledge, identify, interrupt, and transform, those are the steps that we want to see leaders taking in order to put anti-racist practice into practice, so that we can interrupt the racist systems and rebuild them as something better. This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this 4-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 1-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.